I recently visited a class at the Nature Preschool at Irvine and got to see the 3 to 5-year-olds during some imaginative outdoor play. A few of the kids were digging small holes in the dirt, depositing acorns, and then giggling. "We're playing squirrels," one of them told me before scampering away through the autumn leaves. The other kids gave me all kinds of great details they'd learned about squirrels. For example, one little boy told me that a group of squirrels is in fact called a scurry. They were all so excited about them, it got me thinking about these busy, bushy-tailed rodents. 5 species of squirrels can be found in Maryland. There's the red squirrel, the southern flying squirrel, the eastern fox squirrel, and the Delmarva fox squirrel. But by far the most common species in our region is the eastern gray squirrel. Gray squirrels live almost anywhere they can find open woodlands and can be found in every part of our listening area. Their fur, which is actually a mixture of brown, black, and white fur, which looks gray from afar, functions as excellent camouflage on the bark and limbs of trees. The conspicuous bushy tail on a gray squirrel has many uses. It is used for balance, like a blanket for heat, and even as an umbrella. One preschooler taught me that squirrels can swim and use their tails like a rudder on a ship. To communicate, squirrels will use the twitching of their tails. As you can hear, gray squirrels are also quite vocal. The most familiar sound they make is a bark. Buzzing, wailing, squealing, trills, squeaks, and purrs are other common squirrel sounds, and you're most likely to hear them when there is danger nearby. Like other local mammals, squirrels are food for a large number of animals, including black rat snakes, rattlesnakes, raccoons, skunks, and red foxes. The body of a gray squirrel was once even found in the stomach of a largemouth bass. Gray squirrels' most significant predators, though, are unquestionably birds of prey, especially hawks and owls. Right now, our area squirrels are prepping for their oncoming winter. They will not hibernate and will instead rely on their fat reserves and cached stores to survive the long cold season. As long as it's not raining or snowing, you'll likely see these 1-pound wonders gathering their favorite foods, like acorns, hickory nuts, walnuts, beech nuts, maple bark, and American holly. They will eat almost anything. When food is scarce, they'll turn to insects and their larvae, baby birds and eggs, amphibians, and of course, people food. All that good food is usually buried among hundreds of caches. Most goodies are buried at the surface, with few caches any more than 1/4 inch below the ground. About 85% of the buried nuts may be recovered by squirrels, while the remainder occasionally germinate to create new trees. Amazingly, the gray squirrel can smell buried nuts under 1 foot of snow. When snow is that deep, the squirrel tunnels under it to get closer to the scent. Year-round, you find squirrels will live in one of 2 places, either a large nest made from foliage in the crook of a tree, or in a den. Their dens are usually made from the cavities in trees, like old woodpecker holes. And just like humans, squirrels are a social species. They will share their nests with other gray squirrels. Though they're notorious for raiding bird feeders, squirrels are ingenious and can be fascinating to watch. And in fact, they are the 2nd most often viewed animals after birds. Avid squirrel watchers can even erect mazes and obstacle courses with food as a reward at the end. It's amazing how quickly the squirrels figure out how to get the food. In our area, squirrels help control plant and insect populations by eating many seeds, fruits, and bugs, so seeing them around town is a great sign. Attracting squirrels can be as simple as putting up feeders and nest boxes. However, the best way to encourage squirrels is to plant native trees that produce nuts, since they'll supply natural nest sites as well as food. For more about squirrels, visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.